Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Is the number. The Twins won on a Gio Urshela two-run homer, Joe. That's how they finished off the Tigers in the bottom of the 10th. And then the dollar in the jar, the Guardians walked off the Diamondbacks in the 11th. Ahmed Rosario with the walk-off single for the Guards. So there you go there. 2-1 Royals lead the White Sox. Bottom nine, Joe, already one out, going quietly into the night are the White Sox. They go to the bottom of the ninth in Houston. 3-2 Sox lead the Astros. Still 3-0 Padres over the Rockies. 5-1 Dodgers lead the Giants.
Yes.
In that one.
I'm done.
So there you
I'm
go,
toast.
Joe.
Toast.
Yeah, you know. What can you
White
do?
Sox. Old man at the helm. He's duper's nap.
Judge now minus 420 to win the American League MVP.
Joe. Ohtani, it's all right. What did your contact say? He's got to hit 78 home runs. It's not locked in until Judge hits what, 80?
Yeah, I
doesn't
don't
matter
that.
I almost called him Joe Judge. Please, let's just dial that back, Aaron Judge. You know we're in football mode, so I just automatically go.
You are in football mode. There's
I'm
no doubt about
mode.
That.
But Aaron Judge, I mean, you know, again, the easiest bet on the board, it looks like, was the Aaron Judge 49 or what was it? 46.5 home runs? Again, what was the all-star number? 48.5? What did he need?
49.5. That was his number at the all-star break. 49.5.
How many does he have now? 44?
43.
Oh, okay, great.
Wonderful. You think he's going to get it?
If he doesn't get it, Carver, something, I'm telling you. Hard cover, styrofoam, middle.
And remember also, I told you, what did I tell you 2 weeks ago about Austin Riley for the NL MVP? What did I tell you 2 weeks ago when he was 20-1?
I don't remember that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I told you he's going to win the NL MVP. He's
how
now
many,
4-1.
How many bets of these do you want me to bet? We got life. Sheets is on.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Yeah. Now it's plus 300. Went from plus 570 to plus
That's
3.
Because they got a guy
you know,
on. They got
right.
a man on.
You know
on.
What that is? That's called market fluctuation.
Jeez.
Market fluctuation.
I told you we're going to do Watson in this hour, but obviously the short segment at the top probably isn't the best time
no,
to start.
No, we're going
to
do it in the next segment. I'm watching Kayvon Thibodeau practice in New York.
Oh, good. He's actually practicing?
He's going through the motions.
Wasn't he hurt or something? Wasn't he nursing something in OTAs?
I don't know. He's all right. He's fine.
You think he's going to be a bust with the Giants, don't you?
It all depends. I think it's not a bad pick for them, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I need to see more. Tavion Thompson in Utah still running on his ass.
Yeah, I couldn't find him in those two Utah games, that's for sure. Carver and Lisi, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us here tonight. As McCormick leads off for the Astros here in the bottom of the ninth against Hauk. So we'll see if they can get something cooking. Not going.
Giants.
What happened to the Giants?
No, they're 4-13 last year. I'm watching the caption.
But they were 4-13 last year. But they're gonna win their number was 7.5 this year.
Well, the number was 7 last year, and all the gurus jumped on it. Remember, Joe Judge, everybody's all American. Joe Judge, blue collar football,
right
I'm
now.
A man. He was like Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm such a man. I'm going to throw 11 times with Mike Lennon against the Chicago Bears. That's how much of a man I am. Blue collar, guys. Bill Belichick.
I hope he's running the Patriot offense. I hope he's running the Patriot offense. Ah, be so great.
Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. I told you, put both of their heads together, you get an S.
Joe.
Brain trust.
It's over in Chicago. The Royals beat the White Sox 2-1.
Double play?
Yep.
That's finished. What happens. I talk about Bill Belichick. Look at Belichick.
Finished.
Toast.
What are you going to do, Joe? We're on to the next one.
Charts and graphs, guys. All happy.
Charts and graphs.
Guys and girls, charts and graphs. All happy.
All right, Joe. So when we come back, we'll get into Watson. This is it. It's time. Six games, of course. Sue Robinson doled out today. We'll get into the implications of it on a betting level, not just what all the lawyers, the 16,000 lawyers today, that had their opinions on it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Astros down to their final out, down at Minute Maid, down 3-2, two out, nobody on for Jones. Padres still lead the Rockies 3-0, that's in the bottom of the fifth. And the Dodgers just continue to add on, Joe, 6-1, they lead the Giants now. I know, you called it. You called it.
Call my shot. So. I called my shot.
You called it.
I called it. I didn't play it, but I called it.
I know.
I'll wait until football.
Just like you called the Tigers. I gave you a winner with the Tigers when they took a 3-2 lead.
I might have been a little premature with that. I might have.
A little bit.
I haven't decided yet. I need to see the tape.
All right, Joe. Deshaun Watson, let's go. Former federal judge Sue Robinson. Six games. He violated the personal conduct policy. The league... We already know the Players Association isn't going to appeal this. The league has until Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern to appeal. And the Astros, Joe, foul by a couple of seats. They almost tied the game. We know that, like I said, 9 a.m. Thursday morning, the league has to appeal the decision from Sue Robinson, who basically, Joe, here's what this came down to as far as I'm concerned. From taking in all of the information from the thousands and thousands of lawyers on social media and on television and everywhere else over the last 12 hours. Basically what this came down to was Sue Robinson wrote in this 16-page thing that he violated all this. He absolutely did the things that were said. But because there really isn't anything like what he did in the personal conduct policy, she really couldn't set a precedent for suspending him for longer than what's actually called for a nonviolent sexual assault in the personal conduct policy, which is about six games, which in the past has gone to the Ezekiel Elliotts and the Ben Roethlisbergers. I mean, some of those were knocked down, etc. But basically, Joe, that's what I took out of everything is that she basically didn't, you know, the wording didn't allow her to suspend him for more, is what she tried to finagle. That's kind of what it came down to. The wording wouldn't let her suspend him for more than six games.
See, this is what we, and this is not a knock. We have so many smart individuals in the room that are educated with degrees, this masters, and this is so, I want to say it's, again, a case of a smart person being stupid. Right? They're so smart, they're stupid.
Right.
You're telling me that when players violate for substance abuse, PEDs, and everything else, they get six games or 12 games, or Burfict for Cincinnati, targeting got 12 games, I believe. Okay, and we have an idea of where those were. My question would be just straight out, if we had the opportunity to interview her, would be, in those other situations where the NFL had a first-time offense, how did they go about judging the amount of suspension in that particular scenario or situation? Because there's always a first time, right? So that can't be the argument. You see, counselor or judge, all right, you're so smart. You have a BA, a degree, master's. You went to law school. At some point, when these suspensions started to be handed down, there is a first time for everything. So in the first case for a particular situation or scenario, what was the thought process in those type of situations? And then go about that and then triple it for Deshaun Watson. How about that?
Right. Whereas, look, the legal eagles will tell you, Joe, well, you know, we have something in, you know, when you gamble on team, this I'm just kind of referencing the Ridley thing.
Right.
Because
right.
That was one thing I saw today a lot. Well, Ridley got suspended for an entire year. How does this happen? Well, because it says in their, you know, in their rules and their bylaws that if you gamble, you get, you know, this is what happens to you. You get the gate for a year. You know, that's kind of okay. How it goes.
Okay.
You know, we know the deal with the performance-enhancing drugs. There's a ladder to that, Joe. We not understand that. The first time is
Understood.
6. The next
right.
time is 8. When you're Josh right. Gordon, you got 72 games over a 9-year span.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever it is. So
okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No,
let
me ask you this. Not to
go
cut
ahead.
You off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Let's take it a step further then. In the situation with Ray Rice or in the situation with Ezekiel Elliott where there was
right.
some sort of situation with sexual allegations or even Big Ben Roethlisberger, how did the NFL set that precedent where there were a lot of gray areas?
No question. I'm not trying to be a counselor.
I'm talking to all the legal eagles. We should
talk about all the legal eagles
out there that have a law degree.
Legal eagles.
All right,
now,
because then you're going to sidestep me and say, well, so smart, you're stupid.
There's no getting around this, Joe. Here's the bottom line. And here's the other thing. The league wanted him suspended for the entire year. Okay. This was not, like, I see this, too. I'm just kind of reacting to what I saw all day today. The other thing I saw all day is, typical NFL, screwed up again, only 6 games for this player. The NFL didn't suspend him for 6 games. The independent arbitrator that was agreed to upon by the NFL and the Players Association recommends 6 games to be the suspension. We will now find out by Thursday at 9 a.m., hopefully sooner than that, whether or not good old Raj
right.
wants to go with the independent arbitrator's 6 games or if he wants to appeal it, and then he, Joe, is the judge, jury, and executioner.
Right, but there should be no thought process. Am I wrong?
There should be no thought process, especially because, look, they look awful today if they
right.
keep this at 6. They just do.
Right.
Call it like it is. This is embarrassing. With the 6 games. Now, this woman's a lawyer. She's a judge. She's done all that. So she's this whole entire thing today. She basically said 6 ways to Sunday that this guy did something wrong, that he did, you know, all these. Now that she only had to go by 4 women that were in the thing, not 24. So that also
right,
has to be connected.
Because they settled, right? And that you don't think that was the part of the.
Well, the league's evidence only included 4 women because that's all they interviewed was 4, or it was 5 and they threw one out. Whatever the deal was, so. The league evidence that was presented for her to rule with was not with 24 different statements. It was with 4 or 5.
Okay.
So that also gets now she's not a dope. I'm sure she looks on the news and sees that there was 24 sexual assault allegations against them.
But she can't use that.
She's technically not supposed to take that into
right.
account when suspending him. Here's
right.
what's going to happen, Joe, as far as what I think. I think that Raj is going to end up appealing this to make the league look better, because right now it looks like the league isn't taking a hard stand. I think Roger wants to be able to stand at the podium and say, we suspended this guy for a year. Now, when he goes back and does it, the courts may knock it back down to 6 or 8 because they're going to then, you know, appeal and go after it and sue the league. And this will become a bigger legal fight. But I think Roger is going to say, appeal it. We're suspending him a year. Then they'll have the legal fight, and whether he wins or loses, at the end of the day, he could say, I tried to give this guy a year and do the right thing. That's what I think.
Well, here's the thing, too. We always talk about setting a precedent. They set a precedent basically for Calvin Ridley, right?
It's in the bylaws that if
you gamble, we're going to drop the hammer, right? Same thing with this situation. You drop the hammer to set a precedent so you never deal with this again.
Well, God, Joe, I mean, it is you never see something. I mean, we're talking 20-plus accusers. It's a couple other things when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. Here's the other things in this, Joe. Just to finish this up so we can get back to some other stuff. Because I know everybody's been on this all day long. She wrote in there that he's still hasn't shown any remorse, which is 1,000% true. In fact, he still denies that he did anything wrong, which is a complete opposite also of the Haslam statement today. This is just the Haslams are pretty good too, Joe, as we know, who traded for this guy and gave him obviously the $230 million guaranteed. Where's the line in this? I got to find the right line here, Joe, in the Haslam statement. Oh, here it is. Here it is. We respect Judge Robinson's decision and at the same time empathize and understand that there have been many individuals triggered throughout this process. We know Deshaun is remorseful that this situation has caused much heartache to many, and he will continue the work needed to show who he is on off the blah, 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 blah. He hasn't shown remorse to anybody. He still says he didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
What the hell are they talking about?
I don't know. This is the same owner that when they signed Deshaun Watson in terms of Haslam, right? Didn't he say he asked his two daughters and they gave the final decision?
Well, at first they, and also remember this, didn't have the stones to go and sit at the press conference and take the blows.
Right.
He left Stefanski and the GM Barry up there to take all the arrows and then had to go and do their own press conference on the phone, not face-to-face, 6 hours later because of all the backlash that they got. Right. So, look, let's sum this up real simply, Joe. At the minimum, the bare minimum, this guy shouldn't play this year.
No, not at all.
Now, here's the other, and like I said, I keep bringing up things because I got 12 hours, and we're doing the show late at night. We got 12 hours worth of takes all day long today. Other one, well, he sat all of last year. He didn't sit all of last year. He didn't play last year because he didn't want to play for the Texans, and the Texans knew all this stuff was going on too, and they mutually agreed to not play. He wasn't suspended. He wasn't told not to play last year. That had nothing to do with what was going. He got paid every dollar. Every dollar he got paid. So,
and he didn't take any wear and tear on his body so that he could get $280 million.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolute. What bothers me is, you know, we talk out of both sides of our mouth, right?
Sure.
We're fathers. We have kids, right? And you know, we talk about, you know, more fans encompassing and viewing the sport, whether it be on a gambling perspective and you know, those fans, whether it be men, women, children, young teenage people, they watch the sport, they watch the news, they watch these players. If you're trying to set an example and you want to have your product shown in a positive light, you do the right thing. You don't brush it under the rug because of one guy. One player we know is not bigger than the game, right? That's why a lot of these stars, when they're done, another star pops up. The sport is bigger than the player. And at the end of the day, I don't know what the NFL is doing because it's quick. This should be don't wait till Thursday. If I'm Roger Goodell, tomorrow morning I come out with the statement. That's
I would
it.
Do it
I
today.
Some thought.
I would do it today.
There you go.
I would have did it today.
On it. You're right.
I would have
did it today. You can do it today. Maybe they were waiting for the NFLPA to put out their statement. After the NFLPA said, we're not appealing, bang, we're appealing, immediate. You know, but that's the other thing, though, too. We'll play the game. You know, the NFL, I'm sure Goodell is asking every owner.
Well, that's what I was just going to say to you. Now, as much as I think that what Rodgers should do is appeal it, and even for the sake of he's got to save some face for the league, because there's a lot of upset people, as they should be. This is nonsense. There's a good chance, Joe. Remember, he works for the owners. And you know what the owners are going to want. Put this thing in the cupboard and go away. We don't want this thing dragging out any longer. All right?
But how do you put
take
it away,
six
though?
Games. Take the six games. Well, you want to know how it goes away, Joe? Because unfortunately, just like all the other ones, they all go away. And it's sad that we have to say that, but it's true. This isn't the first time that something's been, they've gotten it wrong. Won't be the last
but
either.
This is egregious, though, Carver.
It's beyond egregious. I don't disagree with you, but you want to know what, Joe? Here's why it's going to go away. When he walked out on the practice field today in Cleveland, he got a hero's welcome. They were all cheering him when he came running out of the tunnel today to practice. So this is exactly what. It is going to go away. It's sad, it's disgusting, and it's ridiculous, but it is going to go away.
Well,
that's what happens, Joe.
Yeah, I know, Carver, but I don't know if this one will go away as quick.
Quick. As quick, sure, fine.
But that's what I think when we weigh it, when you say the owners want it to go away immediately, I think immediately would to be drop the hammer. But you think that that's going to prolong it. But, at the end of the day, I don't know.
This guy should have got at the minimum. At the minimum, the same thing that baseball did to Bauer.
Right.
How bad is that baseball, who never gets anything right? Now, I know, they're two different circumstances, Joe. They're two different cases. They're two different things. Whatever. Okay. But it's bad when baseball makes you look bad and they actually got one right and you can't get one right. That's, it is what it is.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Carver. Is Trevor Bauer even a thought now that the season started? It's the same thing with Deshaun Watson.
Because he's gone for 2 years. I mean, he's finished. He's out. He's finished. I understand,
but it's the same thing with Deshaun Watson. You suspend him a year. Is anybody going to remember? Once the games start, nobody's going to remember Deshaun Watson in that type of situation. That's how you get rid of it. You sort of keep it on the surface with the six games and going along with the arbitrator.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Once the situation unfolds, NFL hands down the suspension 17 games this year, okay?
Right. Yeah.
They're done. All right, they come out, we're appealing. Okay, they're in court. Yeah, once September 12th kicks off, you think anybody really cares whether he's out there or not? It's behind the scenes. You know when it becomes another issue again? Next March, after the Super Bowl. That's how you get rid of it.
It's sad, but this is going to be it. It's going to be six games, and that's just the way that it goes, Joe. So I thought for sure earlier in the day Roger would maybe come back over the top because the league recommended the year and he wants to look good. But I think that the owners are going to tell him to put this thing away because we know what kind of people they are. All right. We know the deal with those people. So they're not going to want him fighting this.
I love Deshaun Watson for the football player he is. Has nothing to do with the. Let me rephrase. For the skill he possesses, right? But I'm going to say. Still, if Deshaun Watson doesn't play this year, there's a handful of other elite quarterbacks where the league is still going to get theirs. No? So you're telling me the owners want theirs. Does it really matter if Deshaun Watson's in uniform or not?
It's not about that. It's about the press, Joe. It's about the constant, this is what's being talked about in the NFL, is this and not the play on the field. Because guess what? If he doesn't appeal it, yes, people are upset right now, but damn well by the time they put that ball in the air on September 12th, nobody's going to be talking about it the first
time. Exactly, so why not just get rid of it now? Meaning what? Like make it an afterthought. Suspend them 17 games and we won't worry about it until next year. Jimmy Haslam, you lost. You lost. That's it. You rolled the dice and you lost. Sorry.
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam. So these are the games he's going to miss, Joe. At the Panthers, home Jets, home Steelers, at the Falcons, home Chargers, home Patriots.
Yeah, you got to hope Jacoby Brissett gets you to 3-3. If they're
I think they're still fine at 2-4, Joe. I think 2-4 is manageable for them. manageable. I think two and four.
You think if they're two? Yeah, but they're two games back, Carver. Or
two and four, they won't be buried. 2-4, they won't be buried. We've seen plenty of teams.
Yeah, but that's assuming. But that's just, you see. But again, that's assuming Deshaun Watson hits the ground running without any missing a beat or anything else.
Well,
no
that's
rust,
yeah.
No quarterback.
Oh, believe me, I'm telling you, if he plays to his capability, then 2-4 is doable for them.
Big if though. If Michael Vick struggled, then I understand Vick went away and didn't have the same training and everything else. I get that. But Michael Vick was a specimen at the peak of his game when he went away playing for the Atlanta Falcons. And at the end of the day, was never the same player again.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
All right.
Okay. I agree with you that the longer he doesn't play, there's obviously more rust to knock off. It was
a
little different. I mean,
I
know.
Hasn't played in a year and a half. He hasn't playing game speed in a year and a half, and he's not playing in the preseason, whether he's suspended for 17 games or not. He's not playing in the preseason. So at the end of the day, what are we doing here? You think he's just going to – well, I said it to Ben this morning. Okay, 11-game season. What is his prop? 3,000? What's his passing touchdowns? 27? In 11 games, three a game?
Under. I'll take the under.
I would take the under as well. And I'll tell you what, I'll take the under 9.5.
I was just going to say to you, for the first time all year, they have put up a win total for the Browns. They were obviously waiting for this to come out. 9.5 is the number.
What if they go 0-6? Are they dead and buried then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They're buried at 0-6. You're asking way too much from with 11 games to go then. And in the AFC stuff. I think 2-4 is the bare minimum, Joe, for them.
One and five,
I think they're finished. He won't be able to climb them out of 1-5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rocking in the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. 6-2, Dodgers lead the Giants in the 7th. Yeah, over the 7.5, I guess. 3-1, Padres lead the Rockies. That's in the 7th. Let me get you caught up, Joe, on some trades that have happened. Because the MLB trade deadline is 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. The Braves got Jake Odorizzi from the Astros. Will Smith goes back to Houston, the reliever. The Cardinals got Jose Quintana from the Pirates. Jake Diekman goes to the White Sox. He sucks. Let's see what else we had today. The Red Sox got Tommy Pham from the Reds. They traded catcher Christian Vasquez to the Astros. That was a weird scene as they got him on the field pregame in his Red Sox uniform. Of course, they're in Houston playing the Astros. And he basically had reporters on the field telling him he was traded. That's always fun. They had a three-team deal that saw Trey Mancini go to the Astros from Baltimore. The Yankees got Frankie Montas today, Joe. Frankie Montas and Lou, don't call me Jose or Lee Trevino, was also in that deal. Bunch of young arms from the Yankees, including Ken Waldichuk and J.P. Sears going to Oakland in that. So that was kind of all the deals that happened today. Yankees also got reliever Scott Efros from the Chicago Cubs. So I like these deals that the Yankees have made. Benintendi, Efros, Frankie Montas, Lou, don't call me Lee or Jose Trevino. I like the deal. Andrew, you like the Yankee trades? You have to. Have to like them.
Andrew?
Andrew likes the Andrew trade. Andrew likes the Yankee trades.
Andrew likes the Yankee trade.
I know that.
I
already know that Andrew likes the Yankee trades. So there you go, Joe. Trade deadline tomorrow. Of course, everybody's waiting on Juan Soto. They're going to be waiting a while because he's not going to get traded. Which means you can now take to the bank that he is going to get traded, Joe.
Oh, you are amazing. I love you.
There you go, Joe. Baseball roundup for you there. Oh, and Josh Hader was traded to the Padres. You know Hader, Joe, the closer for the Brewers, and one of the, and probably the most ridiculous deal of the day. I have no idea what the Brewers are doing. Now, obviously, I know. He's a free agent after next season. They're probably not going to re-sign him. They think they're getting maximum return for him right now. It's very fishy. I would have traded him in the offseason. That's just me. Aren't you trying to win now? I guess not.
No, yeah, yeah. So. Your guess is as good as mine, Carver.
Yeah. I can't figure it out. So, and the guys they got back are, eh. I mean, Denelson Lamet, he's been awful for since he got hurt a couple years ago. Taylor Rogers, not exactly Josh Hader. So, there you go, Joe. MLB trade deadline. Very exciting for you tomorrow.
Very. Amazing. I'm now, like at the edge of my seat thinking about
now, it. Now, I know you're upset that we didn't get to the SEC win totals tonight.
Nah, we'll start tomorrow.
We'll start them tomorrow, and we'll just do an extra team each day, okay? We'll make up for tonight by adding a couple more, okay? Is that
all
right?
I'm looking at your Buffalo Bills. Yeah, no, we're football mode. Don't worry. We are good to go here.
And why are you looking at the Bills? What do you mean you're looking at the Bills? Why are you looking at the Bills?
I have NFL Network up at the show. They're highlighting Stephon Diggs, your guy, 330 targets. This is what it's all about. I think I'm bigger than Michael Robinson. No, I'm just kidding. He's jacked.
Yeah, you're not bigger than him, but dude, no, I'm
former
sorry.
Penn State quarterback, by the way. People remember him as a fullback for the Niners and Seahawks, but he was a quarterback in college. People forget that. Another Penn State guy.
You're the only one who knows that. So
I think there's a few other people that know that, but, you know. You know, Josh Allen looks loose, baby. He looks loose as a goose.
I'm going to have to start embracing all the pressure and all the accolades, the bouquets being thrown the Bills' way here in the preseason. Just going to have to embrace it, Joe.
All right, so embrace it. Listen, I'll tell you this. We talk about it all the time. Interior line is where they're built. New England can't match up with them. The Dolphins can't match up with them, and the Jets certainly can't right now. So we know that they're the best team in the East. When you look at the other teams in the AFC, not sold on KC. Tennessee has weaknesses. I think they're the best team in their division. And Cincinnati, we'll see. Again, I'm a believer in Joe Burrow, but, you know, others are not. And can that defense take the next step? Only time will tell. But the additions that they made in the offseason definitely have this team poised for a Super Bowl run. I will just say that.
Poised.
You like that? You like those words that I use and I put together?
Yeah. Very nice.
Very rare. No, but I'm high on the Bills. I'm just, you know. When they're
everybody's
clicking,
high on
they're
the Bills. That's the problem.
I know.
Everybody's
high on
them. Joe
Public's high on the Bills. I know. And, you know, if this was me saying that, you would say, yeah, but Joe Public wins sometimes, Joe.
Yeah, but not the team that's favored to win the NFL. The team that's favored to win the Super Bowl all offseason long, usually. I mean, how many times has that happened, Joe?
No,
going back through the history.
I did say this. You know, 10.5 wins for the L.A. Rams. I mean, if they can't eclipse that, there's a problem.
I'm on the Ram over, too. I forget who I was talking to last week. Told me they didn't think they'd get there. But.
-110.
I think they're the best team in that division by far.
Yeah, the only thing is more.
I'm not in on the Niners. You know that. I've already said that several hundred times. I'm not in on the Niners.
You know that, and I'm in on the Seahawks while others are not. So, you know what? I'll take it on the chin if I'm wrong.
Have you made one of these? Because I know how much you love making parlays. Have you made one of these NFL to make the playoff parlays? You can put up to 8 teams in it.
I did. I did it a while ago. I'll tell you what I have. But I mixed and matched, and here's where you're going to think I'm nuts. I have a crazy one, okay? You ready? Yeah. The payout on a 7-legger is 72.306. That's not the dollar amount. This is just the value, 72,306.
Right.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Rams to make the playoffs at -270. Vikings plus 100 to make the playoffs. Raiders to make the playoffs at 2-1. Bengals at minus 145. Titans at minus 110. And then I parlayed it with Verlander to win the Cy Young and Minnesota to win the Big Ten West.
Where do you come up with this stuff? Minnesota.
Well, I got the Verlander from you. You know I don't.
I understand that. But Minnesota to win the Big Ten West.
Carver. Like, can we stop with the Big
Ten? You got everything in there that's looking so good, and then you put that in.
There we go. I know. Like that, again, you know you're really slapping my expertise. You really are right
now. I'm not slapping that. That's just, I'm nervous, Joe. I'm nervous for you.
You're nervous,
but I want you to hit these tickets.
It's down to 5-1. It's down to 5-1.
And what'd you get it at?
The boat. 6-1.
Wow, you got the CLV, huh?
Got the get the can for Dave. I'm gonna put on my neon hat. I don't have one, but I could buy one at Lids. He's got more lead neon. I would love to know, like, is it on a weekly basis that he gets the hats, or is it on like a monthly? Especially with the shipping costs. Like, is it like, you know, direct? Is he finding these? Like, you know, I would like to know. All right, and here's another one. I think this one you'll like. You ready?
Yeah, good.
To make the playoffs, right? We're just talking to make the playoffs. I got to look for it. I got so many.
Jeez.
Okay. I know. Don't shake your head on me. Don't. I got to look. Where's the other one with the NFL? Is this?
Come on, Joe.
I can't tell because it says Minnesota on both on the Golden Gophers and the Vikings. How do you, it doesn't say 10 regular season wins. I don't know if I'm talking about the Vikings or the Golden Gophers. I think it's the Golden
Gophers. They don't have a thing in NFL for 10 plus regular season wins.
Yes,
so it's
they
definitely,
do. No, they don't. They do, Carver. What? On FanDuel, you could parlay them. What are you talking about? You got to go on the. It's not a tab. You got to go on the regular thing.
You got to go on the regular thing.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you how to get it. Ready? NFL.
Yeah, let me hear this. Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go. He's second guessing me, which is really starting to upset me. Okay. Hang on.
Where is it?
All right, you stop already. Let me look for it. I got to navigate through this app. There's like 17,000 tabs. Win totals.
Win totals?
No, just wait. Go on to conference. Is it conference winners? Hang on. Carver, don't start with me.
I'm not starting with you. Go ahead.
All right. Hang on. I got to look for it. Would they take him down now? Hang on. It's don't start with me, Carver. It's here. I'm telling you. I have make playoffs. It's in one of these tabs. Hang on. To make playoffs, don't start. He's laughing because he thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. I do.
I know they
How
had
many
it for
tabs,
college.
Randall?
They didn't have it
How
for
many
NFL.
They have it for the NFL. I took it. 10 plus wins.
Where is it?
Carver, don't.
Where is it?
Carver. Carver. Keep talking. I'll find it. I'm looking. Billy. Make playoffs. I think it's under the make play. Hang on.
It's not under that.
Carver, it is here. Stop it. Aha!
Where is it? No, you're not going to find it.
It's here.
You want me to send you to it? Click on NCAA football.
No.
Ten plus wins.
Aha! Aha! Win totals to win 10 plus regular season. Say you're wrong. Say Lisa
Where?
Was right.
Where?
Lisa, win totals. NFL win totals. Go to win totals.
I'm on it.
And what does it say? Right on the New York Jets regular season wins. What does it say? To win 10 plus regular season games.
Must be
Carver's a Jersey. Carver's wrong. The judge is wrong. The jury wins this time.
Must be a Jersey thing. I don't have that in New York.
Well, here, I'm going to screenshot it for you.
I don't have that in New York.
Yeah, here we go. I know. You don't have it. I know.
I don't
have
it.
I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, I know. Here we go.
Must be a Jersey thing.
Here, I'll send it to you right now. Say you're wrong. I want proof.
I don't have it, so that's why.
I just sent it to you.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back and wrap this up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us as we're wrapping this one up. Yeah, Joe, I guess that's a Jersey thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I noticed. Can't take accountability and admit to you to being wrong. It's all right. That's why you're the judge. Driver at the bus. That's it. You have change of a five. Don't have it.
Get it somewhere else.
Get it somewhere else. Got no change. No change.
Change. 7-2. Dodgers lead the Giants in the bottom of the seventh. Padres lead the Rockies 4-1. That's at the top of the eighth. So work to do there, Joe, for the over.
Is it top eight?
I have top eight according to what I'm looking at. Tomorrow night, Joe, what do we got late night? We got Dodgers and Giants again. Assuming we'll have Colorado and San Diego again.
Yeah, I'm already taking the over in Colorado.
So. No way. I'll give you the over for tomorrow night, Joe.
No, what do you got?
Gilbert and Tyone, Mariners, Yankees, 8.5.
I feel like it's going back to the well a little bit too much, right? Didn't they go over tonight?
They would not have gone over that, no. 6-2 was the final.
I think it was right on the number then. I thought I saw 8 tonight.
Probably, but that's where I'm going tomorrow night.
You're going there, Yankees, huh? All right.
No, I'm going to the over.
Yeah, Yankees over. That's what I mean.
Yes.
All right.
I'll probably go back to the Oriole Ranger over, too, tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's enticing for me, too.
So. Joe, I'll see you then. Tremendous job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cash some tickets. We will see you tomorrow right here on the grid. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.